Jeg vil bare lige fortælle et vidnesbyrd. Hvor mange skal snakke engelsk eller dansk? Hvad er det bedste? No. I tried in English. This morning I went to my garden. My dog had to do the, you know, what dogs do in the morning. and there was some ukrudt, hvad hedder det på? Hvad? Weed. In my garden. And I thought, oh, I go over here and take some of it off. And while I was doing this, I saw at the bush that was around this thing, and there was a spinner who had been in the bush and had been laying some small eggs, and there came larver, hvad hedder de på engelsk? Caterpillars in, and they will eat all the bush because it had done it last year. So I thought, oh, that's very good. I saw this spin with the eggs and the caterpillars. And I took it away from the bush, and I went, there was so much of it. And at this time, in that second, I thought, it is like God, because sometimes I feel that, oh God, you're so a teacher. You say always, it's wrong what I'm doing. Ah, can you just bless me some more? Oh, now it's wrong, this is wrong, and you will teach me so many things, but I was thinking of this bush because in the autumn there come so beautiful flowers on the bush, and I love the bush so much. And I went angry of this spinner and this things eating all the leaves and killing the bush. So I thought it must be like God, that he has created us to give some beautiful flowers, some beautiful things from us. And when small caterpillars, they eat in our life, he has to teach us, and he has to break a branch away, a branch away. So we have to be free and fresh and ready to have these beautiful flowers. I hope you understand. It was very good for me because sometimes I think when we sing these songs to Jesus, of course I think, sing and say, thank you, God. In I believe, so I thank you, God. But now I saw it more clear this morning that why he's always, sometimes he always feels like a little hard. No, he's not a bad God or hard God, but he's taking care of us. Yeah, so we can, yeah, that's.
Yeah, I will try to do it in English as well, and if it's too much mumbo jumping along the way, please let me know so that everyone can have something out of it, so that if not even the Danish people understand, then we have a problem. But you can say, as I was preparing, I asked, maybe I have to ask for a friend's help during the way for some words, but we see how it goes. I want to start with a prayer, because without Jesus, without God, I can definitely not do this. So, Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we have been able to stand as we are before the throne and receive a blessing from heaven. And thank you, Lord, that you have not closed that door now that we have stopped singing. No, you are still pouring out from the heavenlies toward us, and we are not even engaged in it. And we just thank you for it. Thank you that you have made yourself dependent on us, but still, you do it your own way, and you slip in blessings here and there and everywhere. And we just thank you so much. Thank you that we have been blessed with some good friends from Germany and some other parts of the world this morning. And Lord, will you just bless our fellowship this morning? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And the word. Okay. Have I done something wrong? It will be okay. Okay. So when I was preparing myself, I was I did not feel that I have this breakthrough like you like to have sometimes, that it's just coming to you and the words are coming, you are inspired and everything. So I felt that God taught me something. So I thought maybe it's a good idea that he did not bring so many people today, and then you came. So you will have to do with what God talked to me about. But maybe it's his plan that he wants to teach others about this also. My headline for today is, let us persevere to success. Udholdenhed, det er persevere, ikke også? No, that it's because, you know, Danish is, what can you say? Some say it's a poor language, according to, we only have a few words, where English is so much. So, but we manage on daily basis, so bear with me. And I'd like to start with reading from Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 1 to 4. I really should have an English Bible. Forgive me, I will just go and get some. To translate directly as well, it's... thank you, Jesus, for the internet. We try again. I read from the Amplified because I have not been to a very fancy school for something, so I have to go into the Amplified. And to me, the Amplified is Bible is good because they have tried to take all the meaning out of the ground text, or the Hebrew and the Greek words. So. That's why maybe it can sound a little different from King James. Hebrews 12, 1 to 4. Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and clearly clings to and entangles us, and let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of your faith, giving the first incentive for your belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Just think of him who endured from sinners such griefs, opposition, and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. You have not yet struggled and fought agonizingly against sin, nor have you yet resisted and withstood to the point of pouring out your own blood. Jesus recommends us to persevere and stand in the trials and hang in there. In the word perseverance means that you are still there forever. You are patient in your job, your position, in your relationship with friends and your people you meet, your spouses, and it's a person who has strength and energy to fight against difficulties, trials, or it's to keep on working, though you have it's hard, and also do it over a longer period of time without getting tired or sad. And I don't know if it's translatable, if you can say so, but it's in another translation says that you have a tough life, not like it's hard, but sejlivethed. It's called in Danish.
Yeah, and we don't know the word for that.
Okay. I try not to look so much as people, because when I see all the questions marks on the faces, I thank you, Jesus. I look at you. And when people come to you and just say, just hang in there or persevere, sometimes you get tired of that word. I do. Because you have been there so long in this stuff for a very long time. And when you come to somebody and they ask, how are you? And sometimes you should just keep your mouth shut, but sometimes you just need to say how you are. And they finish up after what you have said and say, just hang in there. Very nice. And it can be a parent with little children who have a stomach ache. I see there's kids here. I don't know. I hope you have not had these problems. But kids can have this in Danish called kulik. And they can cry and cry and cry, and different stuff can occur. And it takes out everything. And the best medicine you can get, or the best help you can get from a lot of well-meaning people, can be just hang in there. It can be a sickness. It can be a toothache. It can be financial. I know the feeling of being in a situation where you think, how is this possible to get out of? I'm working on a daily basis with my hands, so I know what it's like to do hard work, and I like it a lot. But at some point, you cannot do more yourself. So you need a miracle. It can be a relationship that, to friends or family, or your husband or your wife, your kids, who can have a really hard tension, and you don't know how to get out of it. How nice is it to hear people say, just hang in there? I'm thinking, in movies, it's often like you have a truck laying on the chest and a guy saying, I'll get help, just hang in there. Yeah, okay, no problem. But there's a guy who it's called the door. I admire. Thank you very much. You can do the preaching, right? Thank you. So if I have a breakdown, you just come. I want to read from 1 Samuel chapter 30. I probably won't read the whole chapter, but it's just to give you an idea of where I'm dragging out from. Here, the text is telling about David, who has come home from a quest, or anyway, he was supposed to be in this quest, but the people who he wanted to help in this war, they did not want him, because he was, what can you say, he was a Jew, and he was supposed to be fighting for the Philistines. So these leaders from the Philistines, they said, we are not so interested, because we know that it's this guy David. All the women sang about him, that he was the one who killed the 10,000 and Saul only 1,000, so... Okay, he would be nice to have on the team, but if he turns against us, it's bad. It's really bad. So you send him back to this city, Ziklag. And when he come back, he sees that all of his families, his stocks, his goats, his cows, his wealth, everything, the whole village is burned to the ground, but the people are not killed. From a gang who just go around robbing and burning stuff down and just taking what's not theirs. Everything went so well for him, can you say? Kind of. You can say after David got anointed for king, all the problem came. He was a goat herder, maybe sheep also, I think maybe. And that's a good job. That's, what can you say? There will be sheep forever and they need herding, so what's not to like? And in the middle of all that, he gets anointed to king. And many of you, I guess most of you, all if not all of you, know the stories that that David killed a giant and stuff like this, and Saul saw some potential in him and he got envious of him and started pursuing him. It looks so nice because now you are anointed. I know for myself, for getting called to be a leader for this church, or in any case of this being a leader. And one thing is to, I think when I was younger, I really wanted this stuff. Not because I thought a lot of myself, but I just, in my mind, in my heart, I just sensed that God spoke to me about different things. And I'm a person who, I have opinions. I have learned not to share them everywhere. But I shared them. And it could give some problems. At one point, you wish this to happen. But when it's on your hand, you have a war going on. And it sounds like something you have heard 1,000 times. But that's just real life. When you step out to something, when you step out into to this that is your dream, you just have to hang in there, no matter how bad you think that word is. But you just have to. And Christ is our example, as we read in the beginning. David, as I said before, he met an envious or jealous king. He was jealous of David because he succeeded in the war so well. And, when the women start singing about you and this other upcoming greenhorn, they sing that he kills the 10,000 and you only do the 1,000, you can feel a little, can you say, with not so much worth. Saul saw himself instead of seeing the blessing he got in David. He experienced rejection from his wife after coming home from a war I don't know if it was wisdom or something, but he, after a triumph, he come home and he dressed him up in this cloth called an ephod. And it's a see-through garment. And underneath he had nothing. And he was dancing before the Lord. It was when he had taken home the covenant. And all people around him was rejoicing with him, but his wife did not approve of it. And I kind of understand. God should really bend it out in some very big letters if I should have to do that. But perseverance, he had to flee from his country. And the friends he had when he flee, he had a residence in Abdullam's caves. And first and foremost, it was brothers and it was relatives or else it said it was people who was unsatisfied with the country's condition, or they were in difficulties, or they were oppressed, or they were in debt. It's written about in 1 Samuel 22. Chapter 22, verse 1 to 2. And it's not the crew you really want to hang around with, I guess, if you are king and you want to start a what can you say, a crowd or an army or something. It's all these people who is snagging and they have problems with this and that. And I guess David had enough in his own problems and now he had to take care of these. And I don't know, I have not searched it that well, but over a period, suddenly they are 400 men only, and they have wives and they have kids and stuff like that. And he is king for this. And I think during the way David could be in doubt, what was I supposed to be king for? I thought it was the king of the Jews, but now it's king of outlaws or those who are not satisfied, the poor, all the people with the problems. Maybe I was tempted to say gypsy king, I don't know if that is rude in English. But if it was gypsy king, maybe it was good with such people who was a little out of there. I don't know, maybe I said too much. Before he had his own problems, but now he had a lot of others too. But with his new friends, they managed to do a lot of, what can you say, trouble for the enemies, the Philistines and stuff like this. And they have scraped a great portion of wealth and in form of, I guess, both the animals and I guess also some metals, which cost a lot of money. And I want to read from 1 Samuel 31:6. I try a King James version this time. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. It can almost sound like David during this time when he was an outlaw just went about and did like he wanted to. Now I want to steal from this city because they are not Jews, and I want to do this, I want to do that. But that was not the case with David. He, you can maybe think that he went a kind of barbarian and stuff like this, but it was not the case. All the time he asked God where to go or who to defeat, and in that sense, he did not went rogue. He did not went on his own just to do what he wanted. He did what God will. And now here, you can think that all the people he have been a leader for, and they have seen him do a lot of stuff. He was not the one sitting at home and ordering and rage or a war on specific people or something like that. He went there. He was in front of it and was there the whole time. And now when they went home to this, they could not blame David for this, but the crowd wanted to stone him in the middle of this. And but David understands why they had it like this. And the thing with David, why he could persevere in this situation, was that he went home and he encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what we are going to do. I admire David for this situation and his perseverance in all the meaning of the word. Since he was anointed king, he had to look over his shoulder all the time, or else he would be killed. Every morning he had to wake up for another fight. I think we know that too. It can be at work, it can be as a church leader, it can be being a mother, it can be a father. Sometimes you just feel that you wake up to a new fight, to a new fight, to a new fight. And it causes us to give up. And a lot of people do that. I myself suggest, and people around me, which I know very well, suggest that I should give up. But I just don't. When I dig in and I ask the Lord and I sense what is on my heart, I cannot do that. But to persevere, to keep on doing this, these lives we live, I'm not talking about pulpits and stuff, I'm talking about the lives which are lived from Monday till Sunday, from Monday till Sunday. And sometimes over longer periods, we have to do some fighting. And that's where we have to be there for each other. And do not recommend stoning those who is either leading you or those who you normally go to for help, because they are in the same boat as you are. But if we want to persevere and encourage ourselves in the Lord, then it will go well. David, it could sound like he was this perfect man, but he also gave up on stuff. It said about him that in the time where the kings normally went to war, he stayed at home. And in that period, he was cheating with this woman, Bathsheba. He started lying and caused a man to be murdered. So he was not perfect. He also fell. And I think that everybody will fall at some point. But you know what? There's a way back. I just want to take some examples from Salmons, hvad hedder det på engelsk? Psalms, of course, it's called Psalms. David is not the only guy who wrote in the Psalms. But he wrote a few. And just to give an example, you could look at just 59, chapter 59 to 61. He starts with, God, save me from the cruel enemies, and ends up with, I seek my refuge. I seek my tilflucht, my refuge in my loyal God. Chapter 60. Why have you cast us out, God? You have punished us because you were angry with us. He ends the chapter with God's help, we win a victory, because you tramped down our enemies. In 61, he says, hear my cry, God, and ends up with, I will always praise your name. You know what? Sometimes we are not honest enough with God. He can take it. When you want to say to him, please, God, why does the neighbor have a new car and I'm riding this old bucket something? It's not like I want to be like them, but honestly, they don't even believe in you. I'm the son of, you know, come on. But please end up praising him. What can you say? In Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse 45, Kom nu. In fact, I could just play it because it's with an audio, but it said here, for he makes the sun rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. And you can think, why is that? It's just how God is. His goodness is poured out on earth. You can say there's a lot of bad stuff going on, but there are good stuff going on as well. And God's goodness is poured out on this planet because he wanted it to. And sometimes you can say, but why am I not first in line for this blessings? Please, Lord, why couldn't it be a little more easy? This is on my own account, but I think it's because he don't want us to be religious and think that we can do stuff on our own hand, and we get stuff because we do something. God is not a God you can put in your pocket and take out for a party and show off and say, well, look at me, I'll come and heal you. And the rest of the week, you don't even think about him. Or you can, I'm thinking again of a movie. I don't know if you know Star Wars. These Jedi Knights, they had this gift of manipulating with people to get their will. So if they want to bargain a price, it's too expensive. I want this. No, okay. God does not do that. But if you have to pay the price and he has set for you to buy it, he will give you the means so it can happen. It's not like a lucky charm you can take out, like this cross. You can take it out when you come to church on Sundays and or when you at work or you have a difficulties, you can just take it out and then you're protected from everything. It does not work like that. It's about keeping focus on where we are going to go and Elizabeth preached last Sunday about this, to be have a passion for something, and I really need more of that passion, and I'm asking God for this, but sometimes it's a struggle when a lot of other stuff is piling up. You don't see God's goodness and him being there for you because you see only the fighting. But if you will encourage yourself in the Lord, then it will happen. And what is the focus? It's Jesus. Our vision says with Jesus in the center, people will change, the church will grow, and the power of God will be in function. And it's not a political party. We have election coming up, and it could sound like that, but it's not. But if Jesus is not in the line of where we are going, we will get lost. And also, when it's hard, especially when it's hard, I don't know, all the time, in fact, because... John chapter 14, verse 6, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody can come to the Father through me. And if you read the text, both in the Danish and in the English, the word, the road, the truth, and the life, is the first letter is written with capital letters. So to me, I again, it's on my own account, this is... personified, it becomes a person. The truth is a person. The way and the life is a person. It's divine. It does that. You now have a mission. It makes the way a little more interesting or cool, and it becomes something you are capable of doing because he is with you. And David, he could have given up. And no man on earth would blame him, because they have seen his story. But he said no. He said no. And I want to read a piece, and we have to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I want to read from chapter 30 from 7 till 8. And it says, he went to the priest Abiathar, take this holy ephod. Abiathar got it, and he used it because it's what they used to get an answer from the Lord. And David said, should I pursue this gang who stole from me? He asked the Lord first, and the Lord, and he said, can I reach him? Can I still do it? Do I have time? And the Lord said, yes, follow them and free all the captives. And then David said to his men, come with me. And he had 600 of them. And when they got a part of the way, they come to this creek, and 200 of them, they have to stay back because they could not more. They were exhausted. And David said, of course, you stay here and you take care of all the gear, so we will go the rest of the way. And they went there, and in Danish you call it smokke, in English would be cookie. David did something to these people. And you can say these 400 who were left, who were they up against? There's no number here, but the number that fled was some 400 young men. So God had been with David, and they have been treated with the fivefold ministry, if you understand. I will explain that another day. He gave them a good whooping, and he went out being even more wealthy, and he got all his family back, and all the men were happy. And David sent out of this what is called krigsbytte, the stuff he gained, it was more than what was his, because this was a gang who has traveled just doing this and just piling up and going here. And he started sending out of his wealth to some of these leaders in the regions in Israel to maybe get friends. And in the meantime, Saul, who has been pursuing David all this time, he killed himself, and now David could become king. I don't know if it was the ultimate test for David, but he stood there and he has had this fight, and everything was taken away from him. God, where were you? Why have you not taken care of my stuff when I was away, my kids, my wives, our stuff? Now we are here, back to square one again. But he encouraged himself in the Lord and said, should I pursue? The Lord said, yes. And good stuff happens. They still had a fight. What does your journey look like? Is it on standby? Have you given up or about to? Is it just rolling on tracks and no delays from DSB or for wherever? Are you now in the hardest fight you have ever been in? Or have everybody around you given up? Or if you are a teenager, are your parents just the worst and you're just waiting to get out of there? You can say like David, this is bad. Lord, why haven't you seen me? And end up with saying, I praise your name. You are the one who calls me to victor. You are the one who empowers me to do this stuff. Say it like it is, but finish with praising him. Because you have lifted up lifted off what is on your heart, and you give praise. I really think there's a lot. There's so much richness in this. It's good we soon finish. There will be an end to your turmoil. And the end is not that you give up. The end is not that you will fail. I just want to make it a statement, take it as a prophecy. Your end is not to give up. And your end is not to be defeated. Lord, should I pursue this gang? The Lord said yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are here. We just want to say that life is tough sometimes. And for some of us, it's now. We have not given up yet. And if we have given up, we turn to you, Lord. And we would just want to give you praise because we know in the deeps of the heart that you will be the successor. You are the provider. You are the one who gives us victory. You are the one who gives us the strength that we need. And we have a lot of ideas and we have a lot of images as how stuff should look like, how our journey should look like. But you are our way, you are our life, and you are the truth. Let us see you so that the journey will be your ways and not ours. And that we will see through the battle that we will end up on the green pastures where we can lie down and have peace, cool our feet in the creek and eat the fruits that you have planted there. Thank you, Lord, that you are here and you will. Your blessings is on us. And just help us to receive that. Yeah, help us to be the clay in the potter's hand so that we can be formed to what you want. In Jesus' name. Amen. Normally we use time to spend time to serve people if they have some kind of needs. So we want to give an opportunity for this. My wife is the leader of the meeting today, but she's now taking care of the children. And right now I cannot exactly remember her plan. So I'm asking the Holy Spirit. But har I mulighed for at spille? Harald, har du mod på at spille? So let's stand up and give God praise. Let's worship him. And if you sense that you want to have a blessing or to be prayed for, we can do this. I don't know if you can invite maybe you to help me with the praying for people, so it's also safe for your own. So if you will